Well, the Wallabies were much better in the third test against England, but they still lost 44-40. A few controversies with one ball hitting the spider cam wire and another one with the linesman touching Stephen Moore as he's throwing in a line out.
That was bizarre.
Interested to hear the thoughts of Stephen Hoyles here for Fox Sports. G'day, Hoylesy.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Very good. Are you over your controversy? We can't ignore it.
No, I think it's been an interesting couple of weeks, Webby, but look, to be honest, I learned a valuable lesson. Press conference bingo is not a game to be played with Eddie Jones or any international coach, but look, it's been a pretty exciting few weeks. That added to the drama, unfortunately, and I was involved in it, but I still love the test series as much as we lost 3-0. The fact that there was some really good rugby played in at least two of the three games, and we're talking about rugby, but you know, the Wallabies lost 3-0. They've got a fair bit of work to do, but at least you know what the Wallabies stand for every time they take the field. I don't think you can question their intent to try and play a style of footy that their fans can be proud of. Obviously, you want to match that up with a win, but, we can't sit here and be bitter at them because of the way they played. They just didn't get the result.
Yeah, I think if you, Horsey, I think if you presented most of the stats to someone and they didn't know the overall result of the games, they'd come back to you and say, oh, well, I think the Wallabies would have won that series because they were seemingly in favour of the Wallabies for the most part. It was just those errors that they couldn't get rid of.
Yeah, and rugby can be a little bit misleading at times in terms of territory and possession and some sides. And unfortunately, sometimes the rules and they're refereed to allow teams to not want to hold onto the ball, which I think is disappointing, but it's very much a Northern Hemisphere way. I like to see a side that is advantageous and creative. I like to see them reward a little bit more. But having said that, there were still some issues for the Wallabies that you can't deny that needs improvement. Things like the line-out and the maul as a result of the defensive line-out. Like, we conceded far too many penalties in that area, and I think it was 9 points on Saturday night alone just from, illegal sacking of the maul or whatnot. So just little things like that. The point I'm trying to make is there's plenty of improvement in the Wallabies and we'll get a few of the stars from the World Cup back for the Rugby Championship. So, I'd like to see the team that is playing as much football as possible be rewarded where possible.
They didn't really get the rub of the green in all three test matches with the whistleblowers. For mine, though, Stephen, it was they made so many errors at the back. They just put themselves under so much pressure. There was another one on Saturday night where they were trying to clean out the ball behind the line, and there was a mistake and it led to an England try. They just they seemed very nervy at the back.
Yeah, and again, like I thought Dane Haller-Petty came into this. This is his first time he's played for the Wallabies, and he was really good. But you know what it's like when you've got combinations and different players in different positions. That's what takes a little bit of time. Individually, those guys can go well, but it does take a little bit of time. And look, you didn't see any English player blooded in this test series. I think you saw four or five Wallaby players, and that's the beauty for the English. They just had the Six Nations a few months ago, so that was their chance to blood their new squad. And you saw the benefits they've had of that. And we're looking to head to the Rugby Championships, and that's probably now is our time to give four or five guys their first Wallaby caps.
Yeah, Steve, do you see as genuinely progressing? I mean, I thought our play in the World Cup was a great example of more physicality and Checa having that everything that he's trying to do with the side. It was coming into fruition. Are we still progressing?
Look, I think if you ask Michael now, he'd be really disappointed and probably say that he didn't feel like they progressed. But if I look at the players they had in that World Cup squad that they can still get back, and that World Cup team that played in the final against the All Blacks, you don't have Kane Douglas. No one's mentioned his name, but he's probably, in my opinion, one of the hardest working, underrated second rows in world rugby. He's been fantastic for a long time for the Waratahs, and then the Wallabies is so important. Then you throw in Ashley Cooper, Drew Mitchell, Matt Giddo, of course, and the other big one for me was no Kirtley Beale. We saw the form Kirtley was in during the Super Rugby series. It was the best I'd seen him play, and for him to be out, that just put the Wallabies in a different position altogether because they were playing with a ball running centre for the first two tests. I thought Matty Tamua was great the other night.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's a big question. I think if we get our best players back, yeah, I'm still confident that we're really up there and can compete with the All Blacks. I was really confident that we could take them on, and this might be long term a positive because it's probably got them all on edge again, and that's good in sport. I think if you had beaten England 3-0 and everyone's patting you on the back, maybe then the All Blacks would we'd come up against them and look complacent. So I'm hoping that this would be a bit of a shock to the Wallabies because they certainly weren't expecting this. And it'll turn around for the rugby chance.
Aussie, does Checker bring back, you know, Adam Ashley Cooper, Drew Mitchell, Genny will be available, Quade Cooper, does he make wholesale changes?
Yeah, I think he has to bring those guys back in. The big concern is probably the condition they're in because playing in the top 14 at the end of the season, they've probably got a few niggles and, you know, they play a lot of rugby over there. Adam Ashley Cooper's swanning around Mykonos. And
oh, I've seen those Instagram photos. He's doing it tough.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not too sure if he's ready to play a game against the All Blacks in a few weeks' time, but these guys will come back and that's the beauty of the length of the rugby championships. It goes over about 8 or 9 weeks now, so they have an opportunity to get them in good shape and pick them for the games they need them. And that's how the game of rugby will go now. You see international soccer, how it is, players flying in and out everywhere, and it's up to a coach to be able to manage the transition in and out, and that's how it has to be. If we want our best players playing for the Wallabies under this, the new law that they can, some of them can be based overseas, we have to be flexible with their preparation.
And they're back into Super Rugby now. How hard is it after a month off?
I think it's probably harder if you win 3-0, to be honest. That they come back.
Yes.
They're all a little bit angry, so I think that's probably a good thing.
The Waratahs, exactly.
The Brumbies are still alive. They'll come back in. I think the Waratahs head to Tokyo on Tuesday, so they'll be excited about that. And the Brumbies, you know, it's going to come down to one of those two teams. So I think it's probably a good thing for them. They come back in with 4 weeks to go, and one of those teams is going to make the semi-finals.
Halsey, thanks for your time. We can catch you and your other cohorts on the Other Rugby Show on Fox Sports on Wednesday at 7:30. It's a very irreverent look at the game of rugby union.
Yeah, well, it started with an on-air apology, and that's been my only involvement so far. We'll see if I get any other action there soon.
No, if you're not having an apology every week, trying hard enough.
Hey, Hoylesy, how nervous were you before you asked that question?
On a scale of 1 to 10, probably about a 12.
Yeah, I reckon. I felt for you, mate. I could picture how nervous you'd be before you sort of put that question.
At least you could just see Eddie's eyebrow cock.
Oh,
that's always a good sign.
Dylan Hartley, and then when he didn't come in, the heart rate jumped about 1.
Oh, and then when it didn't work, it would have been, oh, geez.
I woke up on Monday, and then I saw all the press, so I don't know what happened after that.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time. Well done, Steve.
We should say Eddie Jones, I interviewed Eddie down in Melbourne before the second test. He did not blame Stephen Hoyles at all.
No.
So he's a good man, Hoylesy. Still playing for Randwick. Still running around. Good on him.